This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure residents of several Midwestern states Saturday after a monstrous tornado killed dozens of people in Kentucky and the death toll continued to climb. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said a twister touched down for more than 320 kilometers in his state, and the number of deaths could exceed 100 across 10 or more counties. At a news conference, President Biden said federal emergency personnel have already been deployed.
I've spoken several times a day with the head of FEMA and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as well as the director of FEMA, who's already been deployed. I've already deployed emergency response personnel, search and rescue teams, water and other supplies, and FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages and focus on federal support where it is needed most and how we can get there most rapidly.
The death toll across five states includes four people in Tennessee, two in Arkansas, where a nursing home was destroyed, and one in both Missouri and Illinois, where an Amazon facility was hit. The United States will send its top diplomat for Europe to Russia and Ukraine to discuss Russia's troop buildup and reiterate U.S. commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty. The State Department said Saturday that Karen Donfried will travel to Kiev, Ukraine, and Moscow, Russia, December 13th to 15th to meet with senior government officials to discuss Russia's military buildup and to reinforce the United States' commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. Moscow has massed thousands of troops along the border with Ukraine, but denies any plans to attack the nation and accuses Kiev of its own allegedly aggressive designs. This is VOA News.